So from 11 a.m. this morning, we opened up the bookings for the puppy room, and it's part of the Stress Out Students campaign that we've been running now about 2-3 years in a row. And it's really, it's getting bigger and better every single year. And the idea is that students are going to come along and literally pet a puppy, and it's going to help them de-stress. And everyone's going to leave feeling a little bit more happier than they hopefully did when they came in. So,
so explain the sort of background to a puppy room. Is it a new phenomenon, is it a new kind of concept at all? What's the background?
No, it's been around. It's a little bit of a craze that's been going around for the past 2 years within different unions across the country. I know our campaigns officer last year, Sophie, tried to do it. Unfortunately, the red tape was just too much in the way for us to get it done. But this year, we've been working on it all year. But it is, I think a lot of research has been done behind it, especially there's quite a bit of Japanese research that cuddling puppies and animals, cute-looking animals, really helps people de-stress. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a go, and we're going to measure it as well to see what students think when they go in the room and when they actually leave. So.
And you're in the middle of exam period with revision at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, how sort of what kind of impact do you hope that this puppy room will have on the students then?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that we get a lot of students that are not usually involved in the students' union come along, and that even if though there is a 15-minute session, so it's not very long, that it just gets the mind off it for a little while and it helps them to just relax a little bit better. And we'll give them free other things away as well, so fingers crossed they'll be a little bit more happier.
And when you say puppy room, I think everyone will expect loads and loads of really young puppies sort of walking around a particular room and stuff like that. I mean, what can people expect on the day?
We've got two younger puppies. Now they can only stay for about half an hour, 45 minutes, unfortunately, just because of the welfare of them. So we don't want them to get overwhelmed. And then we've got about four older puppies, so about a year to a year and a half, as far as I'm aware. And they're going to be little kind of Andrex puppies. So we've got Labradors from the charity Guide Dogs, so working with them closely. So yeah, they should be proper little cuties, little running around. So absolutely mental. I'll be running after them. So yeah.
and what's, I mentioned it just before with the cues and stuff, but what's been the response so far with the students? Have they really taken it on board, have they?
Yeah, we had about 900 people thereabouts on the Facebook event group, which was fab. So yeah, it's brilliant. And then we've had a huge queue this morning. We've had some really eager students prior to 11 a.m. Coming into the Opportunity Centre downstairs in the SU trying to book on. So no, it's been fab, it's been great.
And I saw some of them just before, but what have they been saying about it when they've signed up?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And everyone, because obviously we're asking for a donation as well to the charity, and everyone's really obviously happy to do it. And yeah, it's really great, the response we've had, because I think when you do something like this and you put so much effort into it, for it to not work out, for students not to want it, it'd be really disappointing, but it's going really well so far.